Welcome back to the Kevin O'Connor Show. Kawhi Leonard has been traded back to the Toronto Raptors. The reunion, I don't think anybody could have anticipated when the offseason began. Who saw this coming? Kawhi Leonard traded to the Toronto Raptors? Are you kidding me? We actually got Kawhi going to Toronto. Look, I think there are a lot of things we could have anticipated this offseason. LeBron James possibly going to the Warriors. We could have seen that coming. Giannis going to the Miami Heat. Not the biggest surprise in the world, but Kawhi Leonard to the Toronto Raptors. I can't believe it actually happened. We got going to the Clippers, Brandon Ingram, Grady Dick, two first rounders, one pick swap, two second round picks, and Kawhi Leonard going back to Toronto Raptors 7 years after hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy after his lone season there in Toronto. Man, like, I couldn't have seen this coming. I'm just blown away. I think for Toronto and for the Clippers, at least in my opinion, this is a mutually beneficial deal. That's my first thought here. And let's start on the Toronto Raptors side of things as everybody cycles into the live YouTube. Please be sure to give us a like as well if you have not done so already, and subscribe to Yahoo NBA. On the Raptors side of things here, this just feels like a no-brainer to me. I know it's a lot to give. You're giving some draft capital. You're giving Ingram, who's, you know, not perfect. He's overpaid, but he's solid. And Grady Dick, I mean, he's terrible so far in his career. I still hope he pans out. But it's a lot of draft capital for a 35-year-old guy who's had a lot of durability and injury issues in his entire career. A guy you do have to really conform to and do things the way he wants to when he's in your organization, as the Raptors knew about during that 18-19 historic championship season. All that said, he's Kawhi Leonard, and he fills the precise thing the Raptors needed in order to get through in the playoffs this year. Go-to scoring, a bucket getter, a guy whose elite efficiency from the mid-range, from the three-point range, who can get to the basket, and he can do all of those things without sacrificing your defensive identity. The DNA of the Raptors, this team that was so fun and made you feel so optimistic this year, was about defense. It was Scottie Barnes and Colin Murray-Boyles and Jamal Shedd causing eight-second violations. It was Jacoby Walter being a 3-and-D guy, showing progress in development, still young in his career. And you add Kawhi Leonard to this mix, I don't think it changes anything about the DNA of this Raptors team. I don't think a thing changes about them. And ultimately for Toronto, now at this point, they're a team where I think they're going to potentially be a contender. That's what I'm expecting here for the Toronto Raptors. I think they might actually be a contender. Now, are they going to be better than the Knicks? Are they going to be better than the Celtics if they keep Jaylen Brown? Are they going to be better than the Cavs after whatever they're going to do this offseason? We'll see. We'll find out what's going to happen there. It's hard to know exactly what's going to happen with those other teams. They haven't made their moves yet. But adding Kawhi Leonard to one of the best defenses in basketball, still with possible moves to make for Toronto, I'm really excited about what the Raptors are going to be. I'm beyond excited. I'm shocked. I can't believe this actually happened. I couldn't have seen it coming. Like, I thought if Kawhi were to get traded by the Clippers and get sent somewhere else, I thought it would be, I don't know, the Warriors, somebody like that. I thought it would be the Heat, you know, if they didn't get Giannis, somebody like that. I didn't see Toronto coming. And I just think it's a really cool thing that he's going to be able to go back to the team. Kawhi Leonard is going back to the team that he never should have left. That's the way I feel about it. He's going back to the place he never should have left. He was in a place where they won a championship and they were set up to win more. They could have won more, or at least gone on more deep playoff runs. And look, now they're in a position now where, you know, as logical Raptors fanatics said in the chat, they had a top three defense and now the offense is going to be on the rise. And I'd just be really excited if I'm a Raptors fan right now. And as V said, just wait till the extension. 25 max is ideal, exactly. It's going to be a lower number. It's not the full 35% max as well for Kawhi Leonard. If you're a Raptors fan in the chat, if you're in the live chat right now, give me a one. Give me a one in the chat if you're fired up about this, because like I'd be so stoked if I were a Raptors fan right now. I'd be like giddy. I'd be like shaken. I'd be so excited if I were a Raptors fan. And then, like I said, they could still do more. They could still do more. I'm fired up if I'm a Raptors fan right now. 36, 37 years old. You know, I think it could get a little scary, obviously, but it's worth the risk to me. That's the way I look at it. I think worth the risk because you're giving up a lot, undeniably. You're giving up a lot. I know Brandon Ingram gets hated on, but he did have an all-star season. He's in his 20s. Ingram is not perfect, but he's a solid basketball player. Giving him up, you're giving two first-round draft picks, a pick swap, and two second-rounders. So you're giving up a lot for a guy who's 35 years old, has missed a lot of games in his career, Kawhi Leonard, that is, and there's a lot to handle. I mean, look, the Clippers side of things here, they're happy to get rid of Kawhi Leonard because of how disastrous this era was since he went there in 2019, starting out with giving up a future two-time MVP to get Kawhi to sign there and to bring in Paul George, dealing with Uncle Dennis and the demands and the absences and the traveling, this and that. It was just such a pain and in the ass for the Clippers to deal with this Kawhi Leonard era. So they're happy to move on. But for them, I think they must be happy if you're a Clippers fan to get back what you did. Who could have anticipated 1 year ago today to say you'd get two first-round draft picks and a pick swap in 2 seconds with a guy who just was named to an all-star team for a 35-year-old Kawhi Leonard on an expiring contract? Like, the Raptors gave up more for 35-year-old Kawhi Leonard than they did for 27-year-old Kawhi Leonard when they gave up DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and one first-round draft pick at the time. It's crazy that this is actually the way things worked out for Toronto, giving up less for quote-unquote prime Kawhi Leonard than the Kawhi now. Obviously, those circumstances were much different at the time. Kawhi was coming off a weird injury in San Antonio. He was crying and whining his way out. He only wanted to go to Los Angeles. He wasn't committed to signing an extension anywhere else. But I'd argue the package now is bigger than it was then with Ingram, Dick, two first, a swap, and 2 second-round draft picks. I know some people would argue DeMar DeRozan was more valuable than any of those things. And sure, I mean, you can make that argument. I respectfully disagree with you. But that's the way I feel about it. In terms of the draft capital you're giving up in this deal compared to that one back in 2018 for Kawhi Leonard. So look, I mean, good for Clippers fans. They get to move on. They're going to have Darius Garland and Brandon Ingram and Yannick Conan Niederhauser and Kobe Sanders. And yeah, it's a fun Benedict Mathurin. It's a fun team. I think they're a fun team and they're not going to be that good, but they're probably going to be irrelevant. Let's just be totally honest. They're going to be irrelevant, but they're going to be fun. And that's something. I think that's better than what they've been dealing with the last, you know, half decade with Kawhi Leonard. In terms of the Raptors, though, man, I mean, get people in the chat. I'll respond to some live chats now. Logical Raptors fanatic, DeMar was all NBA second team 2018, average 28 points. Yeah, I understand. I get it. I mean, DeMar was solid. Yeah, Keaton Wagler, too, of course, Mick. You're right. I don't know how I forgot to say the biggest reason for optimism with the Clippers. He's a fresh face still. But ultimately, I mean, yeah, DeMar was a second team all NBA guy, but look, I think the draft capital is pretty spicy if you're a Clippers fan in this situation. People forget that Kawhi started this past season injured. Yes, people do forget that. And I think that's part of the fear if you're a Raptors fan. The fear is the fact that Kawhi did start last season injured. When he got back, he first looked like a shell of his former self. And then things eventually got better over the course of the season and he became a dominant figure. I mean, look, the fact is, Kawhi Leonard just had, somehow, the best regular season of his entire career. Like, I can't believe that. At 34 years old last year, now 35, he's coming off the best regular season of his entire career in terms of scoring volume and scoring efficiency. You can argue past seasons were better because he was once a better defensive player. All that, but like statistically in the offensive end, Kawhi just had the best regular season of his career. Now he's going to a really good Toronto Raptors team. So I'd be really excited. I'd be really excited if I'm a Raptors fan right now. I did see a lot of the ones in the chat earlier from Raptors fans talking about their excitement as well. Jay Lynch said Clippers can roll that draft capital into a discounted Jaylen Brown. Well, here's the thing, Lynch, right? Like, you want to spin things forward here with the Clippers. We did hear the rumblings about the Clippers having interest in Jaylen Brown. Forgive me for whoever was the first person to report that. I'm Googling it right now as we speak. I forget who first had that. Let's see. It was Steinlein. Mark Stein had, okay, I see Stein. Mark Stein had that last week, I believe, that the Clippers wanted Jaylen Brown. And let's see who else had it. Vinny Goodwill from ESPN said the Clippers badly. They want Brown bad. So Vinny said that at ESPN, and Mark Stein said, okay, I had to flip the opposite way. The opposite way. Vinny Goodwill said the Clippers want Brown badly, and then Mark Stein said Los Angeles does not want Jaylen Brown. So who's telling the truth? Who's on the right here? Here's what I've heard about the Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. I've heard that there is interest, so I tend to think on the good Vinny Goodwill side here that there is interest in Jaylen Brown. Now, the question is, how much interest? Enough interest to give up what the Celtics are demanding? I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to give exactly what the Celtics want for Jaylen Brown. All I know is that the whole Jaylen Brown situation, with basically every media member pooing on Jaylen Brown out there right now, every executive I talk to pooing on Jaylen Brown right now, it feels very coordinated to me. It all does. To try to drive down the price on a guy who just had an unbelievable regular season, sixth in MVP voting, dragged the roster without Jason Tatum to 56 wins, the two seed in the East, is a former finals MVP, has gotten better every season of his career, even after winning that finals MVP. I don't really buy that these teams don't want Jaylen Brown. I don't buy that the Clippers don't want Jaylen Brown. I don't buy that the Blazers don't want Jaylen Brown. I think it's crazy talk to me. I think it's just negotiating through the media is all this is, personally. So that's my take on that regarding the Clippers, the Blazers, and whoever else might be interested in Jaylen Brown and what his value is. I think it's absurd. But ultimately, I do understand why, say, Toronto, for example, why Toronto would go for Kawhi Leonard instead of a Jaylen Brown. A, Jaylen Brown would cost more. B, Kawhi Leonard wants to be there. And C, Kawhi Leonard is the better player in a vacuum. So, like, I get that aspect. Kawhi is the more efficient player. He is the better shooter than Jaylen Brown. So those things are completely understandable. Totally understandable there. All right, let's go back to the live chat here. Raptors flip RJ Barrett and Colin Murray Boyles for Jaylen Brown. I would not do that short up. Not interested. I want to keep Colin Murray Boyles and build with him forever. I think he's a special, special defensive player. I really do. Can't wait to move back home to Toronto in August, said Kwame. Hey, congrats, Kwame, on the move. I know what the feeling is like moving back home. I lived in L.A. on and off for 7-8 years. My mom was out there the last 2.5 years with me, and it was a really good feeling getting to move back home to the Boston area a year and a half ago now. So congrats to you, man, and congrats to go home at this time, too. Good time to go to some Raptors games. Those games are incredible, incredible crowds. Cole, KOC, do you think that since Giannis is off the table and the Brown asking price is so high that they decided Kawhi would be the best option? I do think there's an element to that, for sure. But ultimately, I think a part of it is just, sometimes good stories are what unfold. I think LeBron going to the Golden State Warriors could be a good story, or going back to Cleveland could be a good story. Kawhi Leonard leaving Toronto and then finding himself back there years later is a really beautiful story. And so I think part of it almost just feels like it was meant to be, more so than Jaylen Brown, a little random going to the Raptors. What do you think Masai is up to in Dallas? Said Luke. Tone clearly changed in yesterday's presser for Dusty May to be more about winning now. I was very intrigued by that too. Very, very intrigued by that. It sure felt a lot different than it did when Masai Ujiri spoke about future-based moves prior. So look, this relates to everything I'm talking about with Jaylen Brown. Like, why would Dallas not at least poke around on Jaylen Brown, somebody like that? And I do think they were genuinely in on Kawhi Leonard. I think that was very real from the sources I've spoken to, that they did make an offer, that they did have interest in Kawhi Leonard. It's just they weren't willing to go this far, especially for a guy who wasn't committed to signing there. What's the next domino to fall? Said Khan. I don't think it's going to be LeBron James. I believe somebody else reported, it might have been Shams, saying that he is in no rush. So I've heard he's in no rush too. We'll see what happens there. Paprika, could this somewhat facilitate an AD trade? I'm not sure exactly, to be honest with you. I don't see the connection there personally. Here's one thought I have about Anthony Davis, though. Here's a thought I haven't seen anywhere else. If the Warriors truly are unwilling to deal Jimmy Butler for Anthony Davis in order to make LeBron happier about going there, could another team do that? And could that other team be the Cleveland Cavaliers? Would the Cavaliers be willing to flip pieces to go get Anthony Davis? And let me preface this in saying it would be extremely difficult to do, staying above the first apron and below the second apron. There's all these mechanics that we don't need to get into about how difficult that would be if they give up more salary than you take in. Bah, 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 bah. It would be tough to do, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible to do a deal around Evan Mobley for Anthony Davis and draft capital. It's not impossible to do Dennis Schroeder and Strus and Jared Allen for AD. It's not impossible. And so I wonder if all that talk that everybody has been, you know, spewing this week about the Warriors not being willing to trade Jimmy Butler for Anthony Davis and the Wizards not really wanting Jimmy Butler, I wonder if there's another team that would. And so that's just a thought that floated around, you know, in my conversations earlier today. Purely hypothetical, to be clear. I'm not reporting that. But it's just a thought that I've had and a conversation that I've had with a number of different people throughout the day today when thinking about what could happen next. What if LeBron doesn't actually go to the Golden State Warriors? And what if he does go to Cleveland? So that thought's passed my mind. Massive elephant in the room says, Ben, is this dude not going to get suspended even a little bit? That's a good question. I kind of glossed over the aspiration stuff earlier in part because I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything that's going to happen. I haven't heard a thing about it. I don't think Kawhi is going to get penalized, though. I think if anything, you'll get a little slap on the wrist to Steve Ballmer and say, oh, you misstepped, but we don't really have any evidence. So this is just a little slap on the wrist for you, a little fine, and that's all. I'm not expecting much more, personally. I'm not. Any theories on what else the Hornets are going to do this offseason, said Yagi. I don't know, to be honest with you. I think they could be up to more, but I don't know. I think they should at least inquire about Jaylen Brown, but I have not heard anything specific, to be clear, about the Hornets, to be totally transparent with you. Niles, LeBron to Cleveland is cute, but makes zero sense. I agree, it's cute. It's, you know, hey, a farewell tour. Go back to Cleveland and try to help him win again. But I don't like the fit. I don't like the LeBron James fit with James Harden. I don't like it with Donovan Mitchell. It feels like it's just going to be your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. I'm getting tired of saying it. We're all going to get tired of watching it. It's not going to be enjoyable. Everybody and their mother has reported the same thing that Rich Paul is saying to everybody who calls him. LeBron's choice is about happiness this year. If it's about happiness, yes, I think he'd be very happy in Cleveland, living there. He loves living in Akron. He loves the area. I think that's all true. But I think from a basketball standpoint, I can't see how the happiness there would exceed going to Golden State and playing with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and motion and movement and cutting and sharing the ball. That, to me, I think is happiness on the court. The question would be is how does he balance? LeBron needs to balance happiness off court, happiness on court, and chances of contention. And he also needs to balance how does this affect my legacy, too. So I think that there's a lot of components to this here. And I also would add this. If LeBron goes to Golden State for 2 years, it does not rule out him going to Cleveland after those 2 years. And so if I'm LeBron, I'm going to the Warriors. Period, end of story. and then reevaluating where I am in my career 2 years from now or a year from now. And then the return to Cleveland could be on the table at that point. So that's my thought there on LeBron James. Niles, you said, I like Sabonis in Detroit a lot. I hate Sabonis in Detroit. I think it's a garbage fit. I think it's the worst possible fit for the Pistons. I think it's a big step back. And I posted that on X earlier today, and Pistons fans are jumping down my throat like they always do, no matter what I say about the team, whether it's positive or negative. And they're saying, oh, you clearly don't watch Jalen Duren. He's not a good defender. You guys have the second best defensive rating in the NBA with Jalen Duren as your center. What are you talking about? He doesn't stink as a defender. He was a very good defender this season, more consistent than he ever was before. You know who sucks on defense? Domantas Sabonis. Sabonis is one of the worst non-existent defenders in the entire league. Paper mache. He doesn't stop anything at the rim. He offers no resistance. All he does is rebound at an elite level, and he does that truly at an elite level. Does he help you offensively? Yes. Sabonis helps you offensively. He can shoot a little bit. He can play make. He can dribble. He can help you offensively. That is all true. But Sabonis, when it comes to dribble handoff actions, what he's best in is with guys who just slingshot around those screens, guys who can shoot in space. And I think like getting Isaiah Joe, someone like that, helps. But Cade Sabonis, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think that's a very switchable action, the handoff and the pick and roll between those two. I don't think it really helps as much as you might imagine it to on paper. You need to pair Sabonis with more of a elite shooter, a knockdown guy in the perimeter. So look, I'm very out on that. And by the way, my sources say it's not going to happen. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think Duren is going to go back to Detroit. It's just a matter of Duren trying to gain leverage here at this point. I don't think Duren is going anywhere. I think this is all agent-driven, is my gut feeling here. You want to know why? Because Jalen Duren and Domantas Sabonis have the same agency, Wasserman, now the team it's called. They share an agency. And so what are they trying to do here? They're trying to get Jalen Duren more money by driving up interest and taking phone calls and taking meetings for a restricted free agent because the Pistons are not giving him as much money as they want. And then they're also trying to get one of their clients stuck in a losing situation in Sacramento onto a winning team. That's all that's happening. It's all agent-driven. That's it. And so I don't think it's actually going to happen. I think Jalen Duren will be back in a Pistons uniform next season. It's just going to be a matter of, does he look like the guy we saw during the regular season and build on that and improve on that after that just absolute dud of a postseason? Or does he continue having more duds and this was just an outlier level year? And this is throwback name here. Was this a Mark Blunt season where he played for the contract and he goes back to being Mr. Inconsistent, up and down, frustrating Pistons fans all year long? I don't know. I can't predict the future there. But I don't buy this Duren for Sabonis nonsense that's being talked about right now. And maybe I'll live to eat my words and this will prove to be true. But I don't see it happening. I do not see it happening at all. So we'll see there. Let's go back to the chat here. Appreciate you guys for all joining me live here today. We got 1,000 people in the YouTube chat, but guess what? We only have 94 likes. 94 likes, but 1,000 people in the chat. It would really make me happy. It would make me smile. It would make my producers who are working so hard at building this channel very, very happy if you gave us a like and hit the subscribe button to Yahoo Sports NBA. Because you want to know why? We got more emergency podcasts coming, more lives like this. When LeBron signs somewhere, we're going to be live. When more big news happens, we're going to be live and or we're going to have a video posted about it. Just like earlier today, I did a video with some thoughts on LeBron leaving the Lakers. We did one yesterday. Ja Morant was traded. I did 3 thoughts on Ja Morant. Maybe you watched that one already. But I do think that we could see some more emergency pods coming very, very, very soon this week. So we'll see about that with what's going to happen. Let's go back to the live chat here, guys. Appreciate you guys all for joining me today. Let's see. Do I think Dern is a max player? No, I don't, Niles. Can Scarlett said, can the Raptors make Eastern Conference Finals? Yes, I think they can make the Eastern. I think they can make the NBA Finals. NBA J said $144 million total, 4 years, 36 per said for Dern. I think that's very reasonable. 36 per for him. That makes sense. U.S. media might actually talk about the Raptors this year, said Finch. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know, man. I don't remember the Raptors being talked about that much during the 2018-19 season. I remember stuff being talked about during preseason when Kawhi had his laugh during the intro, though. That laugh. And that's about it. I remember getting a lot of praise from Raptors fans that year when I was doing the mismatch because we talked about the Raptors. And people were like, oh, we love your podcast because you guys actually talk about the Raptors. Because that's kind of amazed me. I think Raptors fans are right about that. There are certain fan bases that complain about their teams not being talked about by national media. I think Raptors fans are right. I really do, based off of my experience of seeing posts and listening to pods. Granted, I don't listen as much as I used to during the 18-19 season. Mavs seem especially quiet, which is weird with the new GM and a lot of tradable guys. Adam, I agree with you. Have you spoken to Verno about Ja? No, I have not yet. Wong, I have not spoken to Verno about it yet, but I send him my best. I do send him my best. What's next for Portland? Said Paprika. I do think they're in on Jaylen Brown. That's just a gut feeling. It's not sourced. I'd be surprised if they're not in on Jaylen Brown. Max, I'm not seeing that move. I'm not seeing that at all regarding Rui. I'm not seeing that. So we'll see there. Mike, I agree. LFG, appreciate you joining us live today, Mike. Thank you. Khan, the Lakers can finally hold to their heart the house that Kobe built. Do you guys think LeBron James gets a statue? Do you think LeBron James gets a statue? Because I don't. I think his jersey number gets retired, but a statue that... I don't know. One championship? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think he's gonna get a statue. What power forward do the Pistons get? I don't know, Aaron. I don't know. I'm kind of scared for Detroit, to be honest with you. We are free agency. It is 4:35 right now Eastern time. Free agency doesn't begin for another 85 minutes, if my math is correct. So we'll see. We got a long way to go for the Pistons, but this was my fear with Detroit back in January, February, when I was saying they have to make a move. They have to capitalize on this team. They have to make the most of it. Because I'm not seeing the move out there unless it's like Trey Murphy for an overpay. Like I'm talking like 3-4 first round draft picks for Trey Murphy. That's a lot. So I'd be pretty scared if I were a Pistons fan, to be totally honest with you. What team will you picture Kawhi with? I mean, I have aphantasia. I can't picture anything, but I'll think of him in a Spurs probably, because it was early in his career. I'll always think of LeBron at the free throw line turning around and going like just really disappointed that Kawhi was checking in. That's what I'll think of is LeBron at the free throw line. That's what will come to mind for me. But Raptors as well. I think I'll think of that in the four bouncer with Toronto. It's just the I remember the goosebumps I had. Like I remember the feeling I had when that four bouncer happened. I can't imagine what it was like being a Raptors fan in that moment with the four bouncer against the Philadelphia 76ers. Like that's one of the most incredible game-winning shots, the most incredible shots, period. Like any shot, any scenario in the history of basketball. Just awesome. It's incredible that actually happened. Finch said one of the biggest takeaways from this as a player of Kawhi's stats, wanting to come to Toronto, that's not a small thing. That is a great point. And Kawhi recognizes what the Raptors have. And what they have is a really, really stellar foundation that's only going to get better with the youth there. And so I think Kawhi, look, man, he's got some rings on his fingers already. And I think he views Toronto as an opportunity to win more of them. I think he's thinking legacy here. I think he's thinking like, I probably never should have left here in the first place. I'd imagine that's a big part of it here, but he's got two rings and he's got a chance to win a third, and who knows what could happen in the years to come in Toronto. I would not rule that out at all. Will Fox get traded? Said Raw 25. I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that. I'd be surprised. I don't think so. I'd be surprised. LeBron absolutely does not deserve a Laker statue. Lyles crying emoji. Yeah, I agree with you there. Boardman gets paid, said Khan. Yes, he does. How does Ingram help the Clippers if we keep our lineup? How does Ingram help the Clippers? Well, what version of your Brandon Ingram are you going to get? Are you going to get the Brandon Ingram who is willingly taking and making three-pointers? Are you getting the, I'm just going to live in the mid-range Brandon Ingram? Are you getting the Brandon Ingram who puts in effort on defense? Or the Brandon Ingram who's more lackadaisical? I don't know. I've been a Brandon Ingram guy for a decade now. I had Brandon Ingram ranked first in my draft guide in 2016 ahead of Ben Simmons. I was one of the few people that had Ingram ahead of Simmons. I remember Jonathan Givony, if I remember correctly, was the other one that I remember who had NBA draft coverage and put Ingram ahead of Simmons at the time. So I've always been an Ingram guy. But Ingram, that said, even though I had him number one, he hasn't really given number one pick return. So in some ways you're right, in other ways you're wrong. And with Ingram, I think he is just so up and down, and I don't know what to expect, to be totally real with you. That's I don't really have a good answer other than I don't know what to expect, because it's up to Ingram and we get a different version of him all the time. Kyle said Zach LaVine to the Pistons for Jalen Duren. I suggested this on X and people said you're an idiot. You shouldn't cover basketball. You don't know what you're talking about. Look, I think Zach LaVine has just been stuck in some loser situations for a long time. And yes, he has some losing player qualities, and he's part of the reason why some of those teams have lost. But the dude is an elite shooter. He has an elite skill. He has shooting and elite athleticism. Like, that's not nothing. And so you pair that with Cade Cunningham, it addresses their need for a shooter. It addresses their need for a secondary creator. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, to be totally honest with you, when I read my mentions and people are like, you're a fool. Delete your account. Zach LaVine stinks. It's like, what do you want? What are we talking about here? This is the thing. Like, certain players sometimes go from overrated to underrated. And I really think that's happened with Zach LaVine. He's gone from overrated at one point when he was in Chicago to underrated today towards the tail end of his Sacramento tenure. The guy's an elite basketball shooter. He has an elite skill. So, hey, we'll see what happens there. Tough deal to work out, though, like if it was Jalen Duren to Sacramento for Zach LaVine. But as I said earlier, I do not see a Jalen Duren sign and trade happening as of right now at this moment at 4:41 p.m. Eastern. Maybe things change, but I am not anticipating that at the current moment. And if things change, I'll definitely say that on one of our future lives. I will share what I'm hearing there. But as of now, I'm not expecting it. You prefer a hero with Cade, said Ghoulish. I think that's a completely fair take and very much along the same lines as what I'm saying about Zach LaVine with his perimeter play. But I'd rather Zach LaVine. I'm not a Tyler Hero guy. I'm not a Zach LaVine guy either, to be totally clear. But I'm more of a Zach LaVine guy than I am a Tyler Hero guy. Tyler Hero just has done nothing in the postseason ever. He had his good run in the bubble in 2020, and then he's done nothing in the postseason yet. Every year, his play has just dramatically fallen off a cliff in the playoffs. I think as things have gotten difficult, as things have gotten tough and physical, as defenses have game plan against him, his shooting percentages fall off a cliff. He's not able to get to his spots as much. I just don't trust him as a playoff player. And Zach LaVine is more like a mystery box. He's only made the postseason once with the Bulls, never got out of the first round. So, like, I don't know what to expect there, but I'll take Zach LaVine. I'm glad we agree, Niles. Is there any traction to the Mavericks having interest in Marcus Sasser, said Cruza? Don't know. Haven't heard a thing, to be honest with you. But I would love Marcus Sasser with Cooper Flagg. I think those would be two tough, hard-nosed guys. KOC, do the Raptors need to trade for another ball handler or point guard, said Cole. I would say yes. I would like to have another guard there since they didn't get one in the first round of the draft, as a lot of people anticipated. I would love to see the Raptors add another guard. It's just a matter of who. That's the question. Who? I'm not sure. Would you maybe, would you try to trade quickly? You're trying to trade RJ? What are you trying to do there? That's a tough question. Aaron Gordon went from he can only dunk to a great player. Winning fixes everything. Thank you, Dante. You're 100% right. Aaron Gordon was a guy who like was famous for the dunk contest, and people were like, oh, he's a fake good asset. And then he goes to Denver, and he's a championship player, and he continues improving, and now he's an elite high-volume shooter. Players can get better, and environment matters. I think that's true in basketball. It's true in life. Where you're born, what your family is, the school you go to, your environment shapes you in a lot of situations. And what if Zach LaVine were drafted into a situation that set him down a different path? We may view him dramatically different today after a decade in the NBA than we did given the way his career unfolded. And so I still hold out hope for guys like that. I know some people make fun of me and say I'm always an optimist and looking at the bright side of things. I don't think there's any harm in viewing what players can do and thinking about what they could do in different situations or if they made certain tweaks in their games. I think it's short-sighted and actually ignorant to feel otherwise about both people and basketball players. Personally, that's the way I feel. KOC, Baba Trooper, did Jaylen Brown invite you on his Twitch stream yet? No, he didn't. He didn't do that quite yet. I would happily agree. I think it would be an interesting experience. I got Draymond Green on my podcast. I'd love to see what it's like with Jaylen Brown. That would be intriguing. Norm to Toronto was interesting. I like that thought, said Niles. I did not see the... Oh, yeah. Furious said that. Okay, yeah. I think that's an intriguing idea. I'm not sure about their cap situation off the top of my head, though, after the Kawhi deal. Well, guys, that's all I got for you right now with this live. We could be back, who knows, in 30 minutes. We could get another trade. We could be back in an hour. I think we'll be back again tonight. I think we're going to be live again tonight, so... Be sure to hit the subscribe button right now. Right now, hit it, please. Go hit the live button. And also, while you're down there, if you want to, hit the little bell button, and you can hit all or personalize, and you'll get notifications when we post videos. If you hit personalized, you'll get notifications when we go live. But otherwise, you know to come to Yahoo Sports NBA, because when there's news, we're going to be live this week. I am fired up. I am fired up about the NBA right now. This really is an amazing offseason so far. It is an incredible offseason. I think it could get even weirder and more exciting. I'm fired up. I'm pumped and jacked. I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. I got some thoughts on where we could see Trey Murphy go, where we could see Jaylen Brown go. But we'll find out once something actually happens. But and where LeBron James, of course. It seems like Golden State, but who knows there. We'll find out what happens. Thank you guys for joining me live today. Thank you to Brad Sauer and the team for producing us live. We'll be back again soon, because something's going to happen inevitably. Have a good day.